Good evening. Good evening. We're waiting for someone else to come online.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
We're starting with section 45 in Bereshit Bet, verse 185, and I'll start with Olesem Yichud. Olesem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tayabit Hiluur Himuud Hiluud Hiluur Himu. Leyakta Hashem Yudhe Bavavhe Beyehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Alein Maaseyadenu Kurene Alein Maaseyadenu Kurenehu. Ki Vo Shabbat Beya Naecha Dekola Tehilain Vetatain. Beya Shabbata Lenaecha Asher Bara Elokim Niflala Tezakor Nafka Shamor Leatkana Avita Tealma Leasot Dalmana Tealma Lemebad Avita. For on it he rested, indicates that in it, namely within Yesod, can be found rest for all, the upper and lower. In it is the Shabbat for rest. Which Elohim created indicates that from the remembering, keeping had come forth to finalize the manufacturing of the world. To make is the craftsmanship of the world. To make alludes to the completed work, a doing that perfects everything. Questions, comments, thoughts?
That's our beautiful Shabbat.
That is our beautiful Shabbat. And most of the world does not understand that that beautiful Shabbat is a gift to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, it's really interesting. The word make, or the infinite, infinite verb to make. I'm looking for the, what is the word? Oh, asot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, say, right?
Yes.
Make or do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But here we're being told that when it's used in the Torah, it's an indication of that it's completion. That it's creating perfection. And we don't think in those terms when we use the, you know, I'm making something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an interesting verse.
Is it kind of the complement of the word keep rather than remember? That they're
No, remembering, which is the, let me make sure I'm reading it correctly, is Zachor,
mm-hmm.
is Zayan Pin. It's the same as the written Torah. But Zachor brings forth Shamor, the doing, the keeping, the actions mm-hmm. that you do in Shabbat. You first must remember to do them, and then you actually do them. And that's the relationship of Zeranpin and Malchut. The cause is Zeranpin, the spiritual. The effect is the action, which is Malchut. And it's easy, something that's easily forgotten in this world. And it will lead you astray when you do forget that. Because you need to always start out with remembering, with thought.
That's why we all have the Zachor v'Shamor. You know, they're always
right.
linked. They're always linked together, even in, you know, in the Hebrew, even in the textbooks, when they introduce the words, they usually introduce them together.
And when they do that, they probably don't make it clear which is the cause and which is the effect.
No. It's always usually with the three-letter roots, you know, for
right.
Zachor and Shamor, you know, with meaning guard and remember. I do think it's interesting that the word Zachor also means masculine and just has different vowels, the consonants
yeah.
of the same. I'm sure there's a link somewhere.
Well, the link is clear because Zachor is remember, and remember is Zeranpin, and Zeranpin is male, and that's the reason that they're used.
Mm-hmm.
In the, you know, they have the same spelling.
Okay, I didn't make the connection, so thank you. A lot of times I miss the obvious.
We all do. That's not an issue.
Okay.
But well, here's
the teacher.
If you look at the gematria of the root, Zachor is Zion Kaf Resh is
mm-hmm.
29. And 29 is the gematria of the two letters that create and I relate to the month of Av, which means father. So you can see the relationship to the masculine
mm-hmm.
name as well.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 186. Tu paresh Rabbi Shimon mila v'amar ketiv shomer habrit v'cha chesed Shomer da beneset Yisrael habrit da yisoda di alma v'cha chesed da Abraham di keneset Yisrael ki yo shomer habrit v'cha chesed v'yikre shomer Yisrael Dahu neter picha dekola beya talyan kol avidan di alma vadai asher bara elokim la asot l'shet lela liat kana kola kol yoma Weyoma ulan paga paka ruhin venishmatin wafilu ruhin veshedin Rabbi Shimon further elucidated the sentence, which Elohim created to make, with the words, who keeps the covenant and the chesed, the kindness or the loving kindness. He explained that who keeps refers to the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut. The covenant is the foundation of the world, which is Yesod of Zer Anpin. And Chesed is Abraham, who is Chesed of Zer Anpin. Because the congregation of Israel, Malchut, is the keeper of the covenant and Chesed, meaning it is the keeper of Chesed and of the Yesod of Zer Anpin. Malchut is called the protector of Israel, because Zer Anpin is called Israel, and Malchut protects his Sefirot. It protects the gateway to all the Sefirot of Zer Anpin, Yesod being the lowest Sefirah, and Chesed its uppermost. And because Malchut protects them, it is viewed as the protector of all his Sefirot, from Yesod up to Chesed. Upon it depends the functioning of the world, because it protects Zer Anpin from any interference from outside forces, by means of the prohibitory precepts. Similarly, all corrections and deeds depend on it, by means of the positive precepts. Hence that Elohim created to make corrects and finalizes each and every day of the 6 days of creation, which are the six Sefirot of Zer Anpin. These words give birth to holy spirits and souls. Even evil spirits and demons are included in the phrase, which Elohim created to make. Questions, comments, thoughts?
When it's a long section with a lot of codes, I get lost. can we take it from the top? I mean, I understand what's being created, you know, the idea of the six Sefirot with the days of the week and the creation of the Holy Spirits and souls and even the negative system. But well, it's more than the first question,
which isn't stated in this pasuk, is if you think about the sentence which Elohim created to make, it could just as well have said which Elohim created. It doesn't have to add the words to make.
Mine says and performed, and they've misspelled performed. They have two O's in it. But I did make the notation that you said to make.
So that's really the question that's being discussed here.
Okay.
So it's saying, why do we need to have created or performed and then make? Why have these extra words? As we know in the Torah, there's never extra letters and there's never extra words. So what is the meaning behind that? And that's what this is explaining.
Is that telling us that he didn't just make the souls, he also created the negative system? Is that what it's trying to get along?
That's what it's telling us.
Okay.
It's telling us that when it created on the seventh day, that Malchut, it's essentially, remember it says that he completed his work on the seventh day, and then he rested. And what was the completion of his work? In the last section, we discussed one of the things he created on the seventh day was the negative system. Now he created the Satan on day two, and then he created another Satan on the sixth day. Now, it's not that he created two satans. There aren't two satans. But the fact that the second day is not the first day created the potential for activity. Because two is not one, as we've explained many times.
Mm-hmm.
But on the sixth day, he created man, but he also created the illusion of good and evil that gives man free will, because man without free will is not man. And that's what's being explained or hinted to in this pasuk, all about the... Why did he create the negative system? Well, if you don't understand that the potential for negativity was created on the second day, but it was actually manifested, it actually fully created on that, between the sixth and the seventh day, at dusk, is the way the Midrash always describes it. It wasn't yet Shabbat, but it wasn't the sixth day anymore. It was in the process of transition.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea that you can bring Shabbat early. Well, what does it mean you're bringing Shabbat early? That's, you're lengthening out this in-between period. Now, it's also this discussion of the idea that it's the gate to Zeranpin is Malchut. It's the protector, the guardian of Zeranpin. Well, Zeranpin doesn't really need to have a guardian, but Malchut acts as the guardian because the negative system has to go through the positive system of Malchut in order to get to the Zeranpin. And so it acts as a guard, it acts as a protector. And all of that's being hinted at in this pasuk. Now, why it doesn't come out and say it clearly has to do with the idea that the negative system really should never be thought of as negative. Because everything that happens bad, whatever bad means to an individual person, anything that happens bad is really for their own good,
mm-hmm.
to wake them up and move them forward in their spiritual work. Should I go on?
I think so.
Okay, verse 187. Ve'itema de'lavinun tikuna de'alma lav hakedehainun le'tikuna de'alma awo lalka'a beholechayave alma tinun azlin l'kivlayhu Liokaha leho, umay de azel, lismala, itached besitra, semala lekiv lahu, begine kach letikuna, hawo tachate marketiv, bishlomo veho kachtiv. Beshevet anashim u'nigei b'nei adam man nigei b'nei adam alein inun mazikin. And it is not true that evil spirits and demons play no role in correcting the world. Even they were created for the correction of the world. to slap the hands of the wicked of the world and admonish them, so they will follow correct paths. Whoever veers to the left side will find himself adhering to the demons and evil spirits of the left side, who will punish him. In this way, the demons and evil spirits help correct the world. Come and see what was written about Solomon. I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the plagues of the children of men. Those plagues of the children of men are the harmful pests, who are the demons and evil spirits, because they were created to punish transgressors. People fear them and keep away from sins. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I don't remember that verse about Solomon. That was the first thing I thought about.
It's giving you the source, the Second Samuel 7:14. So you're able to look it up.
Right. Is it really saying that when we have a plague that it's associated with demons and evil spirits? Those plagues of the children are the harmful pests, who are the demons and evil spirits. Is it calling plagues? Is it associating plagues with demons and evil spirits?
Well, what would you call bacteria and viruses? If you were in that generation and you did not have the words virus and bacteria, and people got sick, what causes it? What causes a cold? Now, we know the cause of a cold is a person's own actions. But what is actually causing it in the physical level? A virus.
Okay, I was thinking the immune system is low and couldn't fight it all.
Well, that's the same thing.
Okay.
Because the immune system is the lowest level of the nephesh. The immune system, mm-hmm. according to science, is the white cells in the blood. And the Torah tells us that the nephesh is in the blood.
Okay, so, and I can see the association, the positive association of us doing the incense offering for a plague. So, okay, I see the positive side to it. All right, good.
But, yes, that is what's being hinted at in this verse, using these words that would be more, you know, more understandable. It's the same idea. If you take a computer and you take it to an 18th century peasant living on the farm that's had no life experience, no experience of civilization, and you show him the computer and you plug it in somewhere because he's got no electricity, but let's you say you can plug it in or the battery is working, and he sees this magic picture appear on the screen. You know, and what's his reaction? He's going to call it not a magic picture. He's going to call it a devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you use the word plague, you have to put yourself back into the mindset mm-hmm. of the people who wrote the Zohar, which was yeah. Rabbi Shimon. And while it's true that Rabbi Shimon uses some words that were not used in his day. He uses words from the 600s and the 800s and from the 1000s. And that's one of the reasons that the academics say it was not, it couldn't have been written by Rabbi Shimon because he's using words that weren't developed yet. But in reality, you know, through Ruach HaKodesh, he could see that. But, you know, why does he need to see it at the level of virus or bacteria using those words?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't work. Because I don't know what the Hebrew or the Aramaic is for virus, but there is a, though there are those words. And probably it's a demon. Or a cognate to demon, you know, associated with it. So just as the Torah, we're not supposed to read literally, the Zohar is the same way. We need to put our back into the mindset of the people who wrote it. You know, that's exactly what my teachers taught, the mistake that was made about the New Testament. It's, you know, there was a dream, and the interpretation of the dream was based on the background and the culture of the people who they were speaking to, who they were writing to, because the Gospels were written 70 years after the life of that man.
Mm-hmm.
And so the interpretation of the dream was not based on what he would have interpreted the dream. The dream was to go out and teach the concept of one God to the pagans. That's what the dream meant. And they interpreted it by saying that literally, we don't have to keep kosher because God is telling us, don't make impure what I have created pure. And the image that was seen in the dream was that of food. So they related it literally to the laws of kashrut. And that's why the Christian world doesn't keep kashrut. A total misinterpretation. At least that's what the Kabbalists teach. So our next class will be at 7 p.m. West Coast time. It will be an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. And tomorrow at the same time, 4:30, we'll continue this section.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.